Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. The Patch. This is my column for Country Squire magazine of the 11th of March 2023. Anyone with military connections will understand the term patch, which is a military colloquialism for accommodation where serving members of the armed forces live with their families. This is distinct from barracks and messes, which are usually within the confines of a military camp. Living in the patch therefore means living in the military housing in the area immediately surrounding a military camp. Military patches, like any housing estate, are in a continual state of flux. However, the movement of families on and off the patch is more noticeable as whole regiments and companies move location or serving members go off together on active duty. A military patch is not a place to put roots down. No longer have you settled, perhaps for 3 years at the most, then you're required to move. Friendships are short-lived and children are uprooted from school. Members of this transient population sometimes encounter each other in another patch, sometimes they never see each other again. And this is always with the inevitable fact that one day none of these people will be entitled to live on a military patch. With armed forces, and especially army cutbacks, there are fewer patches than there used to be, with former military housing either being demolished or refurbished and sold to civilians. But a few large patches remain, Catterick being a prime example, and Tidworth, where I recently spent a few nights with my daughter. She's ex-army, but her husband still serves as an officer in the Royal Engineers. I find visiting a military patch fascinating. With 3 children at one time in the army, with one still serving, I've visited several. They vary greatly from the superb detached houses formerly owned by the RAF in the beautiful Crescent at Dishworth, near Ripon, now occupied by the Army Air Corps, to the rather neglected properties at Marne Barracks near Catterick. The latter seem symptomatic of the decline in the size of the British Army, clearly marked for eventual closure, with little investment in the accommodation. However, Tidworth is still a very active military location. Squaddies were out on the running track in the early morning mist when I was there recently. Military vehicles and troops were much in evidence. During the day, there are regular booms from Salisbury Plain, where the tank regiment goes through its paces, practicing meting out lethal firepower on our behalf, should the need arise. You know you're in a military environment. There are hundreds of military houses in Tidworth. The British Army, after an association of centuries with the town, bought large amounts of property there in 1897. Recently, over 300 new houses were built in 2018, and my daughter's lucky to live in one of these. It's spacious and warm with 4 large bedrooms and built to a high standard. Further along the patch, some of the houses leave a little to be desired. Like all patches, the houses are arranged in rank order, and the size and quality of the houses improves with rank. Rows of terraced houses, usually with 3 bedrooms, house the other ranks, large semi-detached houses, and the junior officers and field officers, major and above, with the larger ones usually reserved for field officers. Colonels and lieutenant colonels are entitled to detached housing. Some even larger houses are scattered around the patches or on the camps for more senior officers. With an easy walking distance on military property, which is open to the public, a series of beautiful polo pitches is located, with large stables nearby. In the season, there are regular competitions and a major final is held once a year. Next to the pitches is a row of 4 enormous houses with gardens to match on a private road. These are reserved for the few holding the rank of general. This sense of order and hierarchy may not be to everyone's taste, but I like it. On the one hand, life is not fair, and not everyone has the same talents or is entitled to the same reward. On the other hand, if everyone is treated equally, how do people aspire to do greater things? The army is a hierarchical microcosm, and this is reflected on the patch. It also strikes me that the military patches are very valuable to the local community. Within sight of the patch in Tidworth, there are 2 large chain grocery stores. The jobs that these provide would be jeopardised without the proximity of the patch. Another benefit is that the people who live and ultimately retire in these military towns. I didn't have to ask the direct and polite 60-something man serving me at the till at Tesco if he was ex-army. It was obvious. I'm assured by the editor-in-chief of this illustrious organ that we no longer need the numbers of troops that we once did. Warfare is changing, and much of it can be prosecuted from an office. Soon, reaching the higher echelons of the online warring game Call of Duty may be more suitable training for war than drilling, bullying and shooting, but I would still argue that we need, and are rapidly losing, the less tangible benefits that having people in the military brings to society.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.